Chairman, I remember it was well reported back in, I think it was 1994, that the House of Weir declined to participate in the Tabcorp float based on a position that it didn't want to be involved in gaming stocks. I'm just curious as to whether that is a policy that we have at the moment at Djerri. I notice we don't have any PBL, Tattersalls or Tabcorp shares, which personally I think is a good policy. I think that it would be welcome to have that policy across the group. But if that is the policy, why are we in Woolworths when Woolworths are running 6,000 poker machines and are actually the largest poker machine company in Australia? So if we have a policy, why isn't it being consistently applied?
In terms of gambling stocks, one of the hardest issues I've found in the investment markets over the years is drawing a line. I can remember years ago when the firm had a policy, Weir's had a policy of no grog. So these investment companies, where Mr. Rickardson was guarding them, they had no breweries, but it was very hard because then the company had shares in the ones that made the bottles and shares in the ones that made the cans. And I found that it's very, very, very difficult to run a company by drawing hard and fast lines. We have had a policy, as far as possible, to avoid the betting stocks. I'll come back to what about the Woolworths and the Coles, but we've sort of said this is out there in the open, the same with tobacco and ammunition and that sort of thing. We think to ourselves, no, this is a decision that the shareholders will make for themselves. And we've often enunciated at these meetings, and usually shareholders say, well, I'm really comfortable about that. But as you say, a Woolworths or something like that, we've had them for ages. There is that question. But we feel that a company of that nature or Coles, we just felt that the company needed proper exposure to those very important industries. So that's how we're approaching it. But we have these meetings, I have them interstate, and we welcome people's feedback.